This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for February 2022. How does classical music play a part of Dr. Madeline Frank's life as an award-winning teacher, researcher, orchestra conductor, and musician? And which musical instruments does she play? For over 40 years, I have had the pleasure of teaching students to play the violin, viola, and cello in concerts as soloists, chamber musicians, and in orchestras. These students range in age from kindergarten through 12th grade and college university students through graduation. I have watched these students who studied with me from first grade through 12th become wonderful math and science students. Many of my former students have become medical doctors, scientists, engineers, physicists, chemists, mathematicians, biologists, teachers, accountants, computer scientists, researchers, marketing experts, and other amazing occupations. For over 30 years, I asked myself, is there a connection between studying a musical instrument and academic success? I am a product of this correlation. At the age of 8, I was failing out of school and unable to read. I was a tomboy who loved climbing trees and was often being rushed to the emergency room. After my last emergency visit, my mama made me promise to never climb another tree in exchange for a violin and violin lessons. I promised. I was so excited. I had wanted to play the violin for several years. Mama bought me a violin and arranged for violin lessons. My teacher, Mr. William Woodson, a military officer and violinist, taught me how to hold the violin, how to hold the bow, how to read the notes on the musical page, which is parallel to reading a book. He then showed me where to put my fingers on the violin to play the theme from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. He also taught me how to take care of my violin and bow and to clean it. You see, Mr. Woodson did the impossible. By teaching me to play the violin, he taught me to read the musical notes on the page, which is parallel to reading a book. That summer, the light went on, and I began my journey of playing the violin and learning to read. Thanks to Mr. Woodson, I became a good student in school and continued playing and studying the violin. Mr. Woodson made all of this possible because of his belief in my ability, even when I had no belief in myself and could not read. At 17, I played for the first time at Carnegie Hall and went on to earn 2 degrees from the Juilliard School, where Mr. Woodson had also studied. I performed with the Metropolitan Opera, New York City Opera, played concerts with Frank Sinatra, Lou Rawls, Natalie Cole, and performed concerts and recitals around the world, also teaching classes as a visiting professor. Later, I went on to earn a PhD in administration management, with an emphasis on total quality management. Background: many of the world's scientists, medical doctors and mathematicians, engineers, teachers, and others have studied and played musical instruments since they were children. These eminent individuals have integrated music into their thinking process. Studying a musical instrument develops millions of new connections, synapses, between nerve cells in the brain. It has been found that children who study a musical instrument learn discipline, cooperation, teamwork, motivation, concentration, and self-esteem. Recent medical research has determined that when you play a musical instrument, all 4 lobes of the brain and the cerebellum are being stimulated. By playing a musical instrument, brain cells are strengthened and form new connections. The brain is a Darwinian organ that changes with the stimulation it receives, regenerating brain function through studying a musical instrument. An example of how musical study creates and improves neurological connections may be the example of the regeneration of the brain function in those individuals who've had portions of their brain removed, hemispherectomy, as a procedure to alleviate seizures caused by Rasmussen's encephalitis and epilepsy. A child of 8 continued to do well after this operation. He took piano lessons and continued to do well in mathematics. In 2 months, he was able to make progress in language use, which would normally have taken 9 months. The study of music was restoring necessary brain function. Music stimulates the brain. A New York City public school district in a low-income housing project decided to undertake a 3-year music program to find out if third graders could learn to read and write while studying a musical instrument. The program hired a music teacher, brought instruments, music, Each week, the students had two 45-minute instrumental classes in woodwind, brass, or percussion. At the end of the year, all the children were reading at grade level and attending school every day. The program is flourishing. A similar study was done in the Virginia public schools, working with at-risk children, produced positive results with sixth graders studying string and band instruments. The students came to school to participate in the musical instrument classes and improved on their literacy passport tests. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, public schools, two groups, fifth graders, one group studying instrumental music and the other group not, performed on the standardized reading, language, and math tests, the comprehensive tests of basic skills. The students who studied in the band scored 10 to 12% higher, and an orchestra scored 16 to 20% higher than the students not taking instrumental classes. These results were based on two or more years in band and orchestra. The longer the students took instrumental music, the higher their academic scores. I continued researching this correlation and published my research in several articles in the early 90s. My first book, The Secret of Teaching Science and Math Through Music, published in 1997, shared the research I had done during that time. In 2014, I published a second edition of The Secret of Teaching Science and Math Through Music, updated with blogs and radio shows on Kindle. I continued my research writing a monthly blog beginning in 2006, and in 2007 began a radio show. Each month I interviewed scientists, mathematicians, chemists, engineers, medical doctors, physicists, teachers, computer scientists, and others who had studied musical instruments since childhood and continued to play their musical instruments, integrating music into their thinking process. Below are a few of the scientists, medical doctors, mathematicians, engineers, physicists, chemists, biologists, researchers, inventors, and teachers I researched and interviewed. Hedy Lamarr, actress, mathematician. Inventor Judith A. Resnick, astronaut and electrical engineer. Dr. Edward Jenner, physician, created the smallpox vaccine. Dr. William Withering, medical doctor, discovered digitalis. Dr. May Edward Chin, medical doctor, cancer researcher. Dr. Margaret Fontaine Pinkston, chemist, biochemist, and professor. Dr. Theodore Billroth, physician, father of gastrointestinal surgery, and professor. Dr. Lisa M. Wong, medical doctor, and professor. Dr. Mark Almond, medical doctor, pulmonologist, general internal medicine physician. Dr. Burton Fine, chemist. Dr. Ilya Prigozhin, Nobel Prize winning chemist and professor. Dr. Margaret Voigt, medical doctor and polio virus researcher and virologist. Dr. Emmy Noether, mathematician and professor. Dr. Edward B. Lewis, American Nobel Prize winner and geneticist. Dr. Eric Weishaus, American Nobel Prize winner and biologist and professor. Dr. Christine Nolson-Volhard, biologist, geneticist, Nobel Prize winner and professor. Norman Pickering, engineer, inventor, researcher, and musician. Dr. Gerald Edelman, Nobel Prize winner, physician, neuroscientist, professor. Dr. William Anberg, veterinarian, athlete. Dr. Oliver Sacks, physician, neurologist, professor. Dr. Albert Einstein, physicist, Nobel Prize winner, and professor. Dr. Albert Schweitzer, medical doctor, theologian, and many others. They have helped the world cure diseases, invent new products to protect others, and have provided a better life for mankind. Our radio show has also awarded top teachers, lifetime achievement awards for teachers, top graduating high school seniors, and top university graduates. The first thing to go from the public schools' budgets are the music instruction programs. I interviewed many superintendents and top officials in the public schools in several states. They said, quote, "If it was made mandatory to take the instrumental music classes through high school, many more students would graduate. Studying a musical instrument is vital to success for many students. Pick out a musical instrument you like, find a good teacher, and enjoy playing it for the rest of your life.